in the whole of Ramadan, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he narrated a hadith, and I was given the opportunity to read this hadith, in which Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Quddasura narrated this onwards, this hadith, and he stated that in Ramadan Sharif, in the blessed month of Ramadan, whichever individual does the dhikr of Allah, then he is forgiven beyond forgiven. Subhanallah. So this is a very big piece of news, a great piece of news. Alhamdulillah, these words, forgiven beyond forgiven, definitely forgiven. In other words, no doubt, without any doubt, nothing to think about, no restriction, alhamdulillah. There's no precondition, no side condition. Allah Ta'ala has just said that whoever remembers me in Ramadan, he is forgiven, guaranteed. He can enjoy himself, forgiven beyond forgiven. So firstly, alhamdulillah, we should be grateful to Allah. We should be as grateful to Allah so much, so many times over. And the more we do Allah shukr, that is not even enough. And those individuals who are able to join with dhikr online or physically are present here, who regularly attended every majlis, who are able to attend every majlis, and who crushed their desires and sat in every majlis, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, today that reward they will see, that these are the final moments of Ramadan. Just a little bit of struggling and striving and working hard, didn't look at time and effort, they came and they sat. But Allah Ta'ala likes steadfastness above everything else. And the person who has the strength to name Allah's, to call out to Allah's name, to recite Allah's name. But Allah Mawla, our Lord, has given us the strength. Who gave the strength to anybody? With His grace and mercy, allowed this whole locality, the whole locality in Ramadan, when the rahmah, mercy rain came down in morning, evening after asr, regularly Allah Ta'ala established the majalis, the gatherings of His dhikr. And this is a big ni'mah, massive, massive gift. And I could read the hadith entire, but I could never describe the true extent to how great these gatherings are, in the fadail, the virtues, alhamdulillah, the rewards that Allah Ta'ala gives due to His dhikr. Doing His dhikr. The reason for this is a very big reason, but the biggest reason is what? The example I will give to you is that why has Allah Ta'ala said straight away that has he done dhikr? Right, He's forgiven. Yes, Allah Ta'ala hasn't looked at the sins and the accounts and the balance sheet and the books. Allah is Qadir and Mutlik. Allah has forgiven. Allah has forgiven the individual. Subhanallah, it's Allah's choice. You've done dhikr, you are forgiven in Ramadan. So to understand this example, that how much importance Allah Ta'ala has given to dhikr, how much He's preferred it, what a great amal is the action of dhikr, we should see that there's a very beautiful palace. Okay, let's say it's your palace, and in that palace there's decoration, and there's all the luxuries of the world and comforts, and that palace is decorated and made nicely, and everything's present within that palace. Everything is present in that palace, and it's for you, it's made for you, and you have to enter into that palace. Then first and foremost, what will you look for first to go enter into that palace? How will you enter into that palace? What do you need? Yes, you can't go from the roof, you can't go from the ceiling, you can't make a hole in the wall, you can't jump through the window. Yes, every person who has a mindset and understanding will seek first the door. And every person of wisdom or understanding or basic manners, etiquettes, will say, where's the door? Doesn't matter how beautiful is the palace, if it's a door that's 2 feet tall, he'll prefer to go to that door, he'll run to that door to enter into the palace, because he needs a door to enter into the palace, isn't it? As a Shaykh Rahimahullah said, a beautiful statement, that this hadith is stuck to the mind, subhanallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the door to Allah's love is the dhikr of Allah, subhanallah. To attain Allah's muhabbat, love, one has to do the dhikr of Allah. Dhikr of Allah is the door to Allah's love. That person, whatever he is, everything is that person's. And the love of Allah is like the palace, but we cannot attain the love of Allah. We cannot get the love of Allah unless we enter through that door. Through that door. Look at this point here. So any individual, doesn't matter how much an intention he has, how much he knows that I want to love Allah, then we realize it, is if there's not a door, then how will we get to the love of Allah if we don't go through the door that takes us to that destination? That's the reason why Allah Ta'ala said straight away, that person is forgiven beyond forgiven who has done my dhikr, and especially in Ramadan, SubhanAllah is forgiven. Why? Because doing dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says doing dhikr itself is a sign that this person loves me. Yes, this is the sign I've kept, Allah Ta'ala says. That whoever loves me, Allah says, then he will love my dhikr. He will love my dhikr. He will do dhikr of Allah on time. He'll remember to do the dhikr of Allah. He won't have any other action. He will run. Whatever is the weather, Hajj season, or Jum'ah, or Eid, or is the Eid al-Adha, Laylatul Qadr nights, whichever days come to him. But that person who's in love, when somebody has love for someone else, then he is a lover of that person. So he is like Junoon. He is just remembering his friend all the time and nothing else. So Allah Ta'ala says that every ni'mah he gets from me, the servant of mine who loves me, Allah says, you'll have one action to be grateful, to pay his gratitude, is that my love, it will make him aroused, and it will force him to, and it will take him to the action and bring him to the action of, Allah Ta'ala says that this is the test of my love. The test of my love is this. You understand? The test, the proof of my love, Allah Ta'ala says. In other words, this is the sign of my love, that whenever somebody loves me, Allah Ta'ala says, and this is the basis and the proof and the condition of my love, Allah says, whoever loves me, he'll say, quickly, I need to remember Allah. I need to remember Allah, SubhanAllah. So this is a great alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala has given us a ni'mah that in the whole of Ramadan, we remembered Allah. And most definitely, Allah's love is somewhere in the corner of our hearts that we thought and we said that let's do the dhikr of Allah. Okay, it's far, doesn't matter. I have to travel a bit. Okay, after Fajr, people are enjoying, they're sleeping. And I'm set to people are sitting and remembering Allah, SubhanAllah. What a beautiful sight and a scene. Allah says they're tired all night long. It's not that they didn't do ibadah, those who do dhikr, that they didn't read Quran, alhamdulillah, 15, 20 times over. The same people have read the Quran. Not that they left the Quran, they did not go to Taraweeh, or they didn't pray Taraweeh, or they were busy in other actions, or they left the ibadah. No, they did all of the other ibadah, all of the other worship actions, and they made efforts. But most definitely, this is the sign of junoon and muhabbat, that despite doing all other actions, they were not satisfied, unless they received the sweet dish, like the icing on the cake. Doesn't matter how much you eat, and there are nice dishes, but you say, where's the sweet dish? Even if you have to take one spoonful, and it's time for iftari, and I'll bring you towards food now, because it's time for iftari coming. Even if it's one spoonful, he'll be satisfied that, yeah, I had the sweet dish. Oh yeah, food was tasty. And if you have so much food and nice tasty dishes, pilau rice, zirda, biryani, chicken, roast kebabs, and all the delicacies and the dishes, and Eid's coming tomorrow as well, and all the dishes will be cooked. I say, but is there no sweet dish? Nothing sweet to eat? He said, no, just eat like this without the sweet dish. And he'll be upset. He'll say, no. Half the deal's not done. It's a half-cooked deal. I haven't had the sweet dish. This wasn't the complete meal. I need the sweet dish. In the same situation with regards to dhikr, you do ibadah all day long, all night long, but the lover of Allah is not satisfied. His love, his muhabbat, his regard for Allah was not satisfied unless he could not sit down and do the dhikr of Allahu, Allahu. And that's when that person attains sakina and peace. And then after that, he would go and rest and relax. And this was the feeling. So Allah Ta'ala said, go, you are forgiven beyond forgiven. SubhanAllah. So this is a big piece of news, great news, fantastic news, alhamdulillah. Well, I want to say to my brothers and sisters who were gathered and involved, including dhikr, Allah Ta'ala has given this to us. But, my brothers, think for a while here. Those people of wisdom, we are people of understanding, that amal, if it's so great, if that action is so great and brilliant that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us in Ramadan and selected that these people are forgiven, beyond forgiven, such an amal of greatness. So if after Ramadan we are to keep this regular and keep persevering with this, what a great achievement. Allah Ta'ala has made us understand that don't leave this action. Don't leave this action. I've forgiven you for this reason. I've given you. I've not looked at your sins or your bad actions or the things that you neglected. Allah says that you remembered me. I forgave you. I've forgiven you. Now don't leave this action for the rest of the year. Majlises, Allah says, will continue, inshallah. During the fadl of Allah, they will continue, won't they? Yes, that inshallah Allah will keep these gatherings continuous, do dua that these majalis continued, and so that they carry on, so that we can keep on attending and taking part with these majalis. This is ruhani spiritual food, spiritual sustenance. So we need to make an effort, we need to make an intention that amal due to which Allah Ta'ala has forgiven us, Ramadan, He has given to us, and we've attained the objective of Ramadan, so we should be regular and persevere and be steadfast with the dhikr of Allah. One majlis, let's just choose that. Thursday night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Alhamdulillah, this river is flowing, ongoing. Yes, and there's no selection of special days or restrictions. There's nothing lacking. Morning time, night time, any day, this river continues to flow. Come, put your bowl inside, the bowl of your heart, and benefit by quenching your thirst. Otherwise, tomorrow, just like Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr nights are coming, and Khatamul Quran is happening, and today's Taraweeh this night, and tomorrow, and today Mawlana Sahib will give bayan, and this Shaykhul Hadith will come, and this will happen today, and tonight is a great night. This is a dream now, it's gone. It's all gone, it's history, isn't it? It's passed by. It's a vision in front of us now, it's like a dream, isn't it? Yes, it all disappeared. Where's it gone, Laylatul Qadr? Where are the words of the Qur'an, the Taraweeh Salah, the night prayers? Everything suddenly has evaporated like a dream, flown away like a dream. We can't see, where's it gone? Yes, and Muttaqifs will come in, itikaf starting within 5 minutes now, the masjid will empty, the bedding will go, pillows, you'll go home, you'll forget, did I go in itikaf? I sat down in itikaf. Everything, this dunya is a deception, a massive deception. Yes, that things are in front of us, then they suddenly disappear. They disappear. A person looks, where's it gone? Where's it disappeared? The item or the action is in front of us, then it disappears. So there can not be a bigger deception than this. Our eyes deceive us themselves in this dunya. The eyes deceive us. They don't show us reality. Yes, that for this we need basir. We need basir, not basharat. We need basir. We need to have vision. The quality of vision within us, that we see the real dunya, that how has it run away from us? How it's left us, deceived us, betrayed us. Betrayed us as the dunya. So this is a point we need to understand, that if this is a life of deception, betrayal, where time flies and leaves us behind, then we should make a life pattern. We should make such a comprehensive life, which is in our hands. A schedule, not a minute should we waste. This like Ramadan, we didn't like to waste the time. Not a minute should we waste. When we get such a thing, alhamdulillah, that's good. Okay, in the world we have to do business, wander around, travel, do everything. Do it. Do these things. No difference. There's no difference in that. But when Allah Ta'ala has said that if the dirt and the impurities of the world due to business, transactions, you'll wander around, all the sins will come within you, sins of your eyes and your hands and every other organ. Allah says that there's a solution. My hammam is present, the bathroom is present. Come into the bathroom, wash yourself, purify yourself, and all the sins will be forgiven, says Allah. Do dhikr, sit in the dhikr of Allah. Gatherings of the dhikr, Allah has made them, Allah Ta'ala has established them. Allah says, your job is, however much impurity you have, dirt, Allah says, I don't want that you come to me pure and clean. SubhanAllah, we say that, if you have to pray salah, do wudu first, wash your hands, and yes, that don't touch the Quran if your hands are not pak and pure. We said we need to be pure. So Allah Ta'ala says, for this, I need impure people, Allah Ta'ala says, to attend my gatherings of dhikr. The more you are impure and dirty, come, bring the mounds and stacks of your sins and bring them to the gathering. Allah says, if you are smelling of sins, if you are in a bad, disheveled state of sin, come to me, Allah says. Because this is an ocean waiting for the people to come and dip into the ocean. The ocean, the sea is waiting. Oh man, why are you standing on the bank of the ocean? I am pure. Jump into me and purify yourself. You will become pure as well. SubhanAllah, this is the dhikr of Allah, my friends. The quality. And dhikr gives the purification. People in the world became awliya Allah, kutubs, abdals, the friends of Allah. And how they departed the world clean. They jumped into the sea, the ocean, the water, and they became pure. Alhamdulillah. So dhikr is a beautiful thing. Beloved action, my friends. In a week, just give yourself one day. a portion one day, one majlis. Will you make the schedule, brothers? Inshallah, Allah's great favor. If you have one majlis, okay, on Wednesdays or Tuesdays you're off, somebody's off on another day, okay, today I keep for the dhikr of Allah, I make niyyah, intention that, not if every day I can't do ghusl, then at least on Friday everybody has a bath, doesn't it? Isn't it? Everybody has a bath on Friday. Allah says that he's lazy, he's not going to have a bath. So I will say that there's one day you should assign so you can have a bath, wash yourself, purify. So Allah says, okay, fine. That if you don't come to me, then spiritually I've prepared for you. They come to me once in the week. Allah says, yes, consider it as a Jummah day. Pick any day in the week. This is such a bathroom, a bathing place that you won't just purify the sins of 1 week. Rather, the whole year's sins will be wiped away due to that one gathering in the week that you assign. So try to make effort to sit in the gathering of dhikr, my friends. And alhamdulillah, karam of Allah, karam, immense karam of Allah, mercy, is that these moments are very valuable indeed. Obviously, Ramadan is gone. And everybody knows this. Everyone's aware of this. So there are only some moments left, some minutes left of Ramadan. Just some minutes. And Allah Ta'ala has prepared this time to come in such a way that we are so fortunate, such a great preparation Allah has made, that whatever we left out in Ramadan, we tried, and there was a shortfall in ibadat, or there was some thawab left to attain, or there's only a little bit of time, how do we read Quran? Oh, I didn't get the thawab of the Quran. Obviously, there's no person who can sit here from Asr and sits. He cannot complete the Quran. Maybe there are people who can do this, but this is a miracle, a magic, that Ramadan's going, okay, let me sit down and recite Quran 2 times over 1. No, this is impossible. Who can do this? Such a lengthy recitation. You'll start Nafal Salah. It's too difficult, but Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a kamal, such a beauty in His dhikr, that in this small majlis, alhamdulillah, we will learn so much, we will learn so much, we will learn so much, that we cannot imagine how much we will have earned. Yes, we cannot imagine how much we will have earned. Every kalima that the Quran, you'll get the compensation for the shortfall in the Quran recitation. If we cannot read Quran, Allah says, recite my dhikr, do my dhikr, I will give the thawab of the Quran. So all the kalimats that we will sit down in a little while, in this 30-45 minutes, we will recite Alhamdulillah, then so much thawab rewards will attain, that all of the shortfall that we missed out in Ramadan, Allah's karam, Allah will compensate for the shortfall that we didn't earn in Ramadan. So today, with the depths of our hearts, we do the dhikr of Allah. One is we're saying, we're seeing off Ramadan, Ramadan is departing, we're saying Al-Wida, Assalamu Alaikum to Ramadan, and in a beautiful way through which we'll get bakshish, forgiveness, that same action of dhikr that gave us forgiveness, then with the action of dhikr, we will see off Ramadan with the du'as, with the dhikr of Allah, with the remembrance of Allah and kalamats, with muhabbat and love, we will recite, Allah will give us tawfiq, we should understand the meaning of these verses, and every kalima is Quran. It's the words of Allah. All the kalamats will recite from the Quran. They are extracted from the Quran. And all of these kalamats verses, the pious predecessors have said that these are Ism-i Adam. These are select kalamats. These are special select kalamats of the Awliya Allah. These are not something that have been formulated today. From the previous centuries, the Awliya Allah have collected them, gathered them, and they have kept the name as Khatam-i Khwajgan. And this is the life that we will attain. That from centuries ago, our pious elders and pious predecessors selected these verses and said, read these verses, and from these verses, all of your needs will be fulfilled. These are those kalamats that we will recite. That we recite, and they are mustanad du'as, accepted du'as. Yes, great prophets recited these du'as, recited these kalamats and verses, these verses that we'll recite with the khatam. And then after that, mashallah, we'll do dhikr qalbi. That is a great action. We cannot praise that enough. This is called maraqaba, silent dhikr in the heart. This is the gold topping. What can I say to you, that how valuable is the silent dhikr in the heart? Dhikr qalbi, Allah has just said this, that one moment, subhanallah, 1 moment, 1 second of a person does dhikr qalbi, khafi dhikr, silent dhikr in the heart, to remember Allah. My brothers, learn this dhikr, learn this. This life is a deception. Nothing in this world will benefit. And that moment of the silent dhikr, 1 second of dhikr of the heart, if you bow your head and with the depths of the heart you remember Allah, do maraqaba, 1 moment, 1 sa'ah, 1 sa'ah of silent dhikr, 1 second, 1 moment of silent dhikr, what will be the reward, the value, is that when 2 people will go to Allah in the hereafter, Allahu Akbar, Allah will account them. One of those individuals will have said once more the name of Allah with the depths of his heart. Then the difference between him and the person who said Allah once less is the difference more than the difference between the earth and the heavens. This is maraqabah with the depths of the heart. Allah, Allah, Allah. To recite Allah's name, to call Allah, to remember Allah. This is called maraqabah, alhamdulillah. And this is a great form of dhikr elevated. We'll do this as well, inshallah. And so let's start with Durood Sharif, recite Durood Sharif, and then we will do the dhikr of Allah.